The White Paper publication happened to coincide with the opening of a new direct provision facility in County Donegal. Last month, the first of 60 families started moving into the new on-door accommodation in the Port Road in Letterkenny. This self-catering on-door accommodation has been hailed as a new style of direct provision, which is expected to be run by not-for-profits in the future. Unfortunately, this centre is still being run by a private company, with choices limited as to where residents can shop and no real independent complaints mechanism. I have serious concerns around the need for an independent complaints mechanism for all accommodation centres, but I do not think that it is satisfactory that residents should first complain to the centre manager and then to IPASS. As always, the key to success of the White Paper to end direct provision will lie in its implementation. And unfortunately, the White Paper has not been backed up by a legal road, and it's only going to be at the whim of the minister to actually implement it, which means that the next minister can actually change it again. So unless a huge backlog of people waiting for decisions on their applications is addressed, there is absolutely no way that the 2024 deadline to end direct provision will be met. Minister, would you agree that the Department of Justice is a large cog in the wheel of progress here? There needs to be a significant increase in staffing and resources at the Department of Justice, the International Protection Office, the International Protection Appeals Tribunal and the Legal Aid Board. The plans on the White Paper just don't have any teeth without buy-in from Justice. Reports in January 2021 showed that of the 7,494 people seeking asylum, 5,259 are awaiting a first instance decision. That's shocking. People are reportedly left in limbo waiting for a decision for 18 months. Then they are further trapped in direct provision because of the unavailability of housing options. I would like to echo calls from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties on the need for independent human rights-focused inspections of direct provision accommodation centres to be implemented. As you know, the inspections are currently carried out by a private contractor, QTS Limited, and officials from IPASS. Minister, you have said that Heckwood should hopefully be taking over the role of inspection shortly. However, while discussions have taken place, the required legislative changes and allocation of resources are the responsibility of the department. When will these legislative changes take place, Minister?